Papal Royal. Papal is royal.
It's all about royalty.
The trans people are that royal.
Remember, we are loyal.
Nothing for us without us.
This is about us.
Love us just the way we are.
This is who we are.
We love who we are.
This is the time to speak.
This is the time to be heard.
Time for trans people to be heard.
This is Papal Royal.
Hi, welcome to another episode of the Papal Royal podcast. I'm your host, Tanak. On this platform, we share real life experiences by the trans community in Zimbabwe. Very personal, eye-opening, and thought-provoking. In this episode, as we join the rest of the world in this month of May in marking International Day Against Homophobia, Biphobia and Transphobia, Idahobit, where stakeholders highlight deeply rooted homophobic and transphobic attitudes and social behaviors that leave many transgender, intersex and other LGBTIQ plus people extremely vulnerable to discrimination. In this story, we hear a very touching narrative from a trans woman based in Zimbabwe's capital, Harare, who experienced violence, stigma, and discrimination at the hands of her biological father, who constantly abused her and even influenced other family members to hurt her because of her gender identity and expression. Listen to her story.
Hi, I'm Austin, a trans woman from Zarasekwa, a high-density suburb, a ghetto in Harare. Yes, honey, this girl is from the ghetto and proud, a Zumba fitness instructor, choreographer, musician, and a chef. That diverse because life taught me to be a survivor. My story started when I was born that different and unique female-looking but assigned male at birth. Even my father, did like this, would tell my mother what type of a child have you given birth to. In a family of seven, my father disliked me the most. I was the old one of the bunch. I remember growing up, facing physical and verbal abuse, being blamed for things I had not done, finding an opportunity and creating scandals. To make matters worse, my father would also encourage my siblings, other family members to also stigmatize me. One day would blame me for the finished milk, the other day would deny me food, and some days he would consistently say that I'm the most useless of his children. Calling me abnormal, calling me a boy girl, trying to find any way to further humiliate me and embarrass me. My mother, despite the insults, always protected me. The day I will never forget was the day I almost died in the hands of my father. It was in July 2020 during COVID-19 lockdown. I woke up as usual and did my house chores. My father asked me to go and buy bread for breakfast. He wanted me to purchase a bread at a particular store where he said it was cheaper than the rest. I asked my mother to guide me on the directions to the store since I was afraid to ask my father, who, as I have explained, was difficult to approach. I got the directions, walked to the store, and unfortunately, the price of the bread was not as cheap as my father thought. So I went back home and gave him the news, to which he lashed out of the house and came back with bread. Immediately he started scanning the kitchen and came to me accusing me of finishing the milk. I explained that I had not used any milk and he called me a liar, saying, "You are using my money." The flow of accusations was very confusing, and to keep the peace, I just said politely that I was innocent. And I tried to walk out of the room before he got further angry. I did not understand why he was angry in the first place. Next thing, I feel strong hands gripping me, and my father started to punch me hard. Hard fists all over my body, throwing me against the walls 5 times. I was in utter shock, confused, helpless, as he kept on beating me. "Nasindi nokuuraya, today I will kill you," he shouted at me. He threw me on the floor and started kicking me with his suffered shoe boots. In that moment, my mother ran and stood between us. "Kana makuda kuuraya mwana wangu, tangai mauraya ini." If you want to kill my child, you have to go through me first. That is where my father retaliated and went out of the room. I was bleeding. My mother was trying to comfort me. The next thing, we see my father marching into the room, carrying my clothes, throwing them outside, and shouting, "I don't want to see you anymore." He called me a disgrace, an abnormal child, and wished I was never born. He owned the house, he paid the bills, and this made him feared by the whole family. He even controlled my mother's actions. So in that moment, there was nothing she could do to stop him. My mother just told me to obey and seek shelter at my grandmother's house. So I took my belongings, still bleeding from the bruises, and walked away from a place I had called home. This experience changed my life. I grew up thick skin and promised myself that I would continue to survive. Trans people are human too. We also deserve love, especially from our parents. Being born different, I can repeat, is also hard for us. We also go through lots of depression, trying to understand and to accept ourselves. I wish my parents had helped me to also accept myself. I wish there were health care givers or providers, police makers, inclusive systems and communities that helped the trans and intersex community to be accepted. This is my story, the story of a survivor. I survived abuse. I survived depression. I survived discrimination. And whatever comes my way, I will continue to survive.
Survival, survival, survival. I like that Austin calls himself a survivor rather than a victim. The fact that she managed to get out of that situation and live to tell the story, that's survival indeed. It's very heartbreaking when the stigma and discrimination starts within the family. Where's your biological parent? We have a long way to go in making sure that the family unit is accepting and able to live with another member who is a trans or intersex person or an LGBTIQ plus person. According to the United Nations Development Program, LGBTIQ plus people are in many cases singled out for hate-motivated violence or even murdered, mistreated, and even disowned by their own families. This has led to LGBTIQ plus people of all ages around the world being among those left furthest behind as countries pursue global goals. The Leave No One Behind principle that government always uses as a national theme becomes meaningless when transgender persons are still facing violence and other vices in 2023. Now, to commemorate more Ida Hobbit, we asked what the day means to some of trans people in Zimbabwe. And this is what they had to say.
Hi, my name is Mason Nyati from Bulawayo. I'm a transgender woman. Ida Hobbit is a day in which I put my foot down, especially when not only trans and gender diverse person, but everyone from the LGBT community is excluded from self-actualization in any sphere because of their sexual orientation, gender identity, expression, and anything that makes individual lives tick. This day gives me the right to vent out on why I have been left out because of public policy which chooses who I should identify as, who I should marry, which consumerist products suit my gender. The idea of segregation and discrimination makes me boil to the core because we have lost community members due to suicide, corrective rape. Ida Hobbit commemorates the continued struggle of attaining equality for all human and why the lost lives mean the progressive footsteps to achieving happiness for all, which understand that the struggle begins with me, you. Let's make every day an Ida Hobbit day, free from discrimination, free from stigma. Siti halala, rainbow, move on.
Song. We observe and appreciate on this day the journey we have covered fighting for equality between the heterosexual and LGBTQ people. Remembering the people that were traumatized, who lost their lives, who were wounded, and those who ended up disabled, fighting for justice and rights for the LGBTQI community. On this day, we give each other hope and hope for the best. We also celebrate having drinks, dance, just for the work well done and the work that we have covered so far. Thank you. My name is Divine.
It is an important day for us, like many in the community have been faced with transphobic and intersexphobic attacks and abuse. While we rise above the trauma, Ida Hobbit provides an opportunity for us to celebrate our uniqueness on who we are as the trans and intersex family. The discrimination, harassment, threats, violence, and abuse. Today we slay to the efforts that were put in fighting for our justice. As a community, now we celebrate the milestone that we have achieved. Two more years to through celebrations like this, we are hoping to live in a world free from stigma, discrimination, violence, and abuse.
A world free from violence and abuse. That's all we are asking for. And on that note, we'd like to thank our partners for the support in producing this episode. The Other Foundation, Frida Fund, PEPFAR, Transmart Trust, and the Children's Radio Foundation. If you would like to assist so that we can carry on shining a light on trans issues in Zimbabwe, we encourage you to get involved and reach out to us. The Paper Rail podcast is for the community, by the community. We are on Facebook and on Instagram. At Paper Royal Podcast. I'm your host, Tanak. Thank you for listening and sharing this podcast with your networks. Looking forward to the next episode. Until then, take care.